want to welcome you to our city council meeting this evening. Happy New Year to everyone, staff, council. Good to see everybody and all of our guests, of course. Welcome. Great to have you here tonight. The time is now 5:31, so I will open the meeting at this time. We always want to start our agendas with a prayer. So if you don't mind, please bow your head as we pray and pray with me. Father God, tonight we're so grateful for all the blessings that you have given us. And Lord, we're especially grateful for the opportunity to serve this wonderful city. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with just a wonderful city to serve, wonderful residents, and a wonderful city staff who help us to run the city so well and efficiently. God, tonight we ask that you would guide us and give us wisdom as we go through the agenda. We ask, Lord, that your will would be done and not our will, but yours, because your will is perfect, Father. And we ask, God, that your will would be done in Woodway and across all the earth. Lord, tonight I pray specifically for all of the families and people who have been affected by the wildfires in California. I pray, God, that you would send rain to that area, that you would calm the winds, Lord, and Father, that you would bring just an end to all the destruction that's happening in California and in the Los Angeles area. God, we know that your will is perfect. We know that you are good. And so, Father, we just pray for grace in California tonight. Thank you, Lord, for this time together. We honor you. We seek to honor you and bless you. And we ask that you be with us tonight on our city business. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, moving into our public comment time, the City Council would like to invite citizens to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda. Except for public hearings that are included on the agenda, those will be heard when the specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. The Council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding. We normally have a timer back there. Can we get Keith to turn that on for us? Thank you. But is there anybody who would like to address council at this time? I can just manually do it, I guess, since we don't have the time. Anybody to address council? All right, yes, ma'am. Yes, please. Where you get your name, please?
My name is Deborah Wickert. I live at 809 Fairway, just down the street here. And I'm going to preface what I have to say about the fact we have the new bicycle lane right in front of our house. I'm not opposed to it. I am finding out that there's a very good possibility that we will not be able to park our RV there overnight when we pull it in and load it. And we have no other place to pull it and load it. And I talked to a couple of the officers today, and they told me that per a municipal code that it was not allowed to be out there in a public street lane for overnight purposes. And I would just like to know what we're going to do about that, because I have no place else to pull it to load it. And if not, I'll just have to pull it up here in one of the city parking lots to bring it up here and load it, so, or leave it overnight.
Ma'am, if you'll give your contact number to our ACM, Ms. Rogers over there, I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay, all right, sure.
Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else, please? All right, thank you very much. That concludes the public comment time. We're moving into our presentations this evening. The first one is the introduction of our new public safety employees. So Chief, over to you, sir.
Yes, sir. All right.
Chief, good evening. Happy New Year, sir.
Thank you. Council, Mayor, City Manager, thank you for the opportunity to introduce our newest employee, Ms. Randy Wingett. She is taking Mr. Lopez's position after his retirement. We are so fortunate. We interviewed so many people, and when Ms. Wingett came in with her resume, it was an easy choice for us, and we're thankful that she chose our department, to be honest with you. She was born and raised and still resides in Bellmead, graduated from La Vega, has been married to her husband for almost 13 years, correct? Four children, first grandchild in March, and she has worked at City of Waco Animal Services, Waco Animal Hospital, La Vega ISD, and her most recent was City of Bellmead Animal Control Officer. Whenever we hired her, the comments were, oh no, we're going to miss you so much. She has a wonderful reputation and is known for her love for animals and her care for animals. And her, when we asked her, how many animals have you adopted or housed temporarily in your home, it was 80-something. We're like, whoa, don't do that here. But so she loves animals, she sees them, and she cares for them. That's kind of the person that we're looking for, a servant's heart for the animal control side, as well as the city ordinance. She's already dealt with several calls, and she deals with them with empathy and coming alongside our community to find solutions as an ally. And those can be tricky with city ordinances, as we all know, because we want to be here to help them get into compliance. She started programs in Bellmead, like dog days and ACO camps and things like that, and we're working with her as well to incorporate her into our events as well. Do you want to say hi?
I know.
But I don't. Do you want to introduce your husband real quick?
It's my husband, Brian Wingett.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
I promised her she wouldn't have to talk, so thank you. Appreciate you.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard.
Officer Pollard.
Peyton Pollard. I was born and raised in China Spring. He attended Charleston State University. Wanted to come back to Waco area because he loves this community. Prior to being hired with us, he worked with the McLennan County Sheriff's Office as a jailer, and most recently was McLennan County Adult Probation Department. Again, when we called, we had a lot of applicants. We had more applicants for our department than Waco did apply, and we had a lot of choices, and he came out to be the most superior choice we've had. In all the pools, he was an easy choice as well. So we're thankful for him. He's in his FTO field training program right now. He finished top five in his academy. He's currently in the FTO program I don't want to tell you, you're doing a good job, but you gotta finish it first. Thus far, he's doing well enough to continue. No, you're doing a good job. And I just want him to introduce himself and just say hi as well, if you don't mind.
Peyton Pollard, nice to meet everybody. Look forward to working with y'all and serving the community here.
Thank you. Awesome. Welcome.
Welcome.
All right, brother. Welcome.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes,
all right. Moving on to our item number five. This is quarterly presentation from the Community Services and Development Report regarding progress on new construction, anticipated completion dates, and the issuance of certificates of occupancy and inspection statistics for the first quarter of fiscal year 2025. Mr. Norman, hello.
Happy New Year, sir.
It's always good to be here, Council, Mayor. Should be really quick. It's not a significant presentation, but I'll run through a few of our things that we've seen going on the last quarter. Let's see if I can make this happen. Done. There we go. All right, this is the quarterly report for the year. I'll start off with some of the residential construction we've got underway. Charleston Park is down in the Cut and Crossing area, down on the northeast side of town. Heather Run is also in the same neighborhood. We're actually seeing some infill in this neighborhood. It's been pretty dormant for the last few years, so there's a lot of activity. Homes are starting to come back in that area, which is a good thing to see. The Westlake Addition, which is down the states towards the lake, it's our private gated community. We've not seen any starts yet. We've got, I think, two permits that are open. They haven't actually started construction. And then I've driven through it and seen a few signs. So I know it's coming, but it's slow in that particular subdivision. Stone Lake Circle and Stone Lake Drive is Lake Forest Phase 2 down by the lake. These are some of the last lots in that part of the subdivision that are filling out. Cedar Creek Court is Lake Forest Phase 3. It's a little closer here to City Hall, just across the bridge. This is more of the smaller garden homes, I would call them. Mm-hmm. They're in demand, and then they're coming back up, which is good. We saw some activity slow down, but it appears things are picking back up, which is always a good thing. White Oak is an infill lot, actually over by the elementary school. It's one of the last lots in this area, which was mainly developed in the 60s. They're just getting started on that lot, as you can tell. Star Canyon and Badger Ranch Boulevard are homes down in Badger Ranch Phase 2. These are large lots, state homes that are under construction. Tanglewood is our main subdivision under construction. These are all streets that are in the Tanglewood neighborhood. These homes range from our garden homes to a larger, what I'd call a normal-sized home, and then you'll see some larger estate lots as well. Kings Canyon, Rainier Drive, RW Court are all part of the Tanglewood subdivision. Rio Vista is actually over in Guthrie Russell's neighborhood. This is an infill lot. There's not many lots at all left on this street, so it's good to see it filling in. It's pretty far into construction, as you could tell by the pictures.
Isn't that one misaddressed? It should be Forest Ridge.
It's right there's where that transition is, so it doesn't surprise me when they put the slide together, they label it wrong, but I think you are right. It is part of Forest Ridge. Rio Vista's a little, like, half two blocks or two lots down, and it turns.
Correct, because there's an intersection of Rio Vista and Rio Vista.
That's correct.
That changed from 1974 when they put in Forest Ridge.
Yeah, that does. Yes, you are correct. We've got a few of those. We've got a Lakestone and Lakestone down here. So it's always a challenge sometimes when they address these. But I think you are correct that that's Forest Ridge address. Bradford Square is over by the Little League Fields. It's got two houses under construction, and then Rainbow Drive, we actually have a lot back there that's under construction. These are more infill lots of older subdivisions that are filling out. These are commercial projects we'll kind of transition into. Woodway Drive, Building 1, Building 6, these are down in the Bosque Ridge subdivision, which is where by the elementary schools, or I'm sorry, the school district's admin building. Building 1 is a new restaurant that's under construction. It's right beside the Butcher Cellar. And then Building 6, it's the second story suites that are starting to develop. They're mainly just small offices and commercial offices that are building up. Badger Ranch is a chiropractor all the way down in Badger Ranch Phase 2. And then the Oak Creek is the bank, which you're going to see some more of here in a few minutes. I believe they're here to present it. And that one. And then the tattoo shop is finally done. They've got their final CO. They've got some landscaping is the last thing they need to do. And other than that, they're all finished. So it's finished. This is just a couple of pictures that the contractor took of the Whitehall Park parking lot. It's finished. Both of our parking lot projects are finished. The Whitehall parking lot and then the one over for the Arboretum off of Wood Valley Drive. Both those we've finished those contracts. And I'm hoping to get a picture of this for the next slide of the Whitehall of the Wood Valley lot. Contractor didn't have that picture in time for this slideshow. But these both turned out really well. The grass, this little light green area that you see here, the grass is actually grown in now and it's growing. So the contractor did a really good job here of getting this project up and running here at the end. I believe the quarterly figures are attached in your packet as far as inspections. It's been a pretty robust quarter given the holidays. And I will answer any questions that you might have.
The house over on 504 Stone Lake, is that the one that's in the far corner that's set half done for several years?
504 Stone Lake.
It's a very large house. Yeah.
Yes. No, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, it's in that little cul-de-sac right up there. Yes, sir. That one's the builder sat a long time on that house. There's a little interesting story behind that, but
probably went longer than the 180 days
between. It's one of those things that it's possible, but I don't know that for certain. We'd have to go back and look at it. Knowing the way the builders typically work, they probably did just enough work to keep that current.
Any questions for Engineer Norman? All right.
Did
Davison.
Oh, Davison. I'm so sorry.
I was wondering that.
So sorry.
But
sorry.
I was going.
So tell John you called him an engineer.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It's because I like John better. That's my fault.
John is a little
sorry,
large.
Well, I'm not gonna. Yeah, I'm not gonna say that. Mitch, thank you.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
We had appreciate it.
It's fine. Yeah.
Alrighty, item number six is the quarterly presentation from the Public Safety Department. This is their report regarding crime statistics and law enforcement activities in the first quarter of fiscal year 2025. Back to you, Chief.
Thanks, sir. Mayor, Council, City Manager, wanted to go over our quarterlies with y'all and also give you kind of an update on where we are over the last four quarters. A couple of pictures over here, just some, we really get to do a lot of community events in the last quarter. If you see on the left, that's our renowned Christmas parade. That thing is getting cooler and cooler every year. We're really enjoying doing it. It's a really fun, exciting project for us. Upper left-hand corner was a hot chocolate stand that our officers noticed that was going for a family in need. They stopped and they enjoyed it, some hot cocoa. Bottom left is, we'll touch on that a little bit later on those initiatives that we've been taking. Top right is our fire truck decorated for the Christmas parade. Bottom right is a picture. And the right side is Cops and Kids. Those are the Cops and Kids. As you can see by the right side, we had some Mario and Luigi brothers handing out some candy. And the bottom was the fire truck area for the Cops and Kids drive-thru. So if you look at 2023-2024, same period, as usual, we're comparing 2023-2024 Q4. We're looking at a decrease across the board other than online solicitation. Online solicitation of a minor, it's one of those things where individuals are speaking to a minor or think they're speaking to a minor. Instead, they're speaking to a 37-year-old Middle Eastern man, and they don't know that. And they send some pictures, and they do some things, and then we end up arresting them. So that happened a couple of times. We look at our assaults about over 50% down. We look at our thefts are down pretty significantly. We look at our arrests are down. Traffic stops are about the same. Calls for service are down. And really a good quarter. Larceny, which is a form of theft, was the number one usually around this quarter every year. Individuals like to steal because Christmas is coming around. Destruction, damage, and vandalism, that can be associated with Christmas break and individuals out of school have more time on their hands and the evenings get long. Driving under the influence is always usually in our top four, and shoplifting. I wanted to bring your attention to our annual report. Our annual report is a comparison over the whole last year, 2023, 2 years ago, and then 2024, last year. As you can see, again, we are looking at an increase or decrease in pretty much everything. We're looking at a decrease in accidents, in thefts, in sex crimes, in burglaries, in assaults, in weapons violations, in calls for service. We have just rock stars in this department. The men and women that work for us and with us are really, they believe in the cause and they believe in the message, and they take every single crime that occurs in our city personally. This is their city, and the individuals who live here are their responsibility, and they feel it. So even quality of life crimes, they take personally and they take seriously. Speaking of quality of life crimes, wanna kind of go a little bit further with our last year and some initiatives we took. And I know that a couple of y'all, or I'm sure many of y'all have already read the pamphlet that we released about what we've been doing this past year, just for the community to see it as well. So highlights over this last year, crime and traffic, what we did and what we focused on. So crime and traffic statistics are run weekly by our department. These numbers are illustrated by a map. The larger the bubble, the more crimes occurring at that specific place, depending on the specific crime. This is helpful for us to look at burglaries, at thefts, at assault, and other issues where these crimes become consolidated to a specific area. So while doing these rundowns and these statistics, we saw that over 50%, over half of our thefts were occurring in a small area within three specific businesses. And at that point, we talked to our officers. We had a supervisor's meeting, and we talked to our officers about, hey, why don't we just start a multi-pronged approach. I'm not going to get into specifically what that was for obvious reasons, but this led to several thefts being thwarted in the parking lot of these businesses, visual deterrence, decreasing a total amount of thefts, as well as thousands of dollars of property being returned to local businesses. This was not the only approach taken by the department. Late last year, our Criminal Investigations Division hosted a training at the Pavilion. We got a couple of our Detective Captain, Detective Sergeant Groves and Potts back there, along with Corporal Fagner, hosted a training specifically with the Texas Organized Retail Crime Association to bring together dozens of agencies from Temple, Waco, Killeen, Hillsborough, and other agencies, along with major business stakeholders. So big companies were coming to this meeting and speaking with us. And to be more specific, a website was created, or a website where they can go to, and a partnership was created that brings together multiple agencies and businesses and allows them to share vital information with each other, creating a web of information to assist with identifying criminal activities, burglaries, suspects, and thefts like that. This approach has already resulted in identification and arrest of several suspects within our city. This continues a trend of decreased thefts and has resulted in record low thefts within our city. Our directives increasing visibility at businesses during high traffic hours has resulted in near record low assaults as well. A formula being high density population in a confined space, as well as if it's hot outside, those things tend to flare tempers up. But if you see a police car around, it kind of helps you get back to your senses. These record low numbers even include the year 2020, in which businesses were shuttered due to COVID. So even though we had 3 months in 2020 where nothing could be stolen, thefts couldn't occur, we still beat that number in a year we were open all 12 months. It's the first time thefts have ever been at 100 or below in an annual period, as far as our records can go back. The city has also experienced record low weapons violations and tied for record low sex crimes in an annual period. Lastly, we experienced an approximate 20% decrease in police calls for service from 2023 to 2024, and this is also a record low in calls for service, approximately 16,500. So this means that less residents or commuters are experiencing crimes and contacting the PSD than any previous year on record, as obvious by the decreased numbers in crimes. And that's a six-year look and comparison in calls for service, continuing a four-year trend. These aren't some things that we can necessarily control. It's good to see. Next year it may be higher. It is what it is. We respond to the calls that we're sent to. But it's good to see that stuff that we have no control of are, which, paraphrasing, are going down. Looking at a six-year crime history report, going back all the way to 2019, pre-COVID, we're looking at lowest burglaries, lowest thefts, almost lowest assaults, lowest weapons violations, arrests, RRS, accidents lower than last year, and tied for record low sex crimes. So officers are out there, they're working, they're being visible, and they're looking for cost-effective ways to ensure that we are trying to lower crime as much as possible. Now, looking at the other things, because there's more than just that. In the realm of community outreach, many have noticed our short videos by our community resource officer, Griffin Canister. These videos showcase our officers and dispatchers performing the difficult work of providing first-class service. Several community events have been added to our calendars as well as a newly formed Christmas parade, and it was a huge hit. Public safety also refined other events and centralized our national night out to one location, which really is something to build on. It was a great time, which allows us to have more vendors and officers. 2024 events included the Citizens Police Academy, Bound for the Brave, July 4th Parade, Cops and Kids, Family Movie Night, National Night Out, Christmas Parades. We had Toy Drive and Angel Drive and things like that, little ones on the side. Real quick, as far as training is concerned, 2024 saw the launch of two new branches within Woodway PSD, High Angle Rope Rescue Team, which is as you can see by the right side there, these officers went through meticulous training. There's a couple of officers all this week as well gone to training to specialize in this skill as well. They've already been instrumental in locating lost individuals and bringing safe conclusions. That's for the unmanned drone team. As far as the high angle rope rescue team, with our topography and how we operate, there's a lot of hazards in our city, and the unmanned aerial vehicle drone team, they have assisted in that as well. Training this past year, Woodway Public Safety personnel completed approximately 10,000 hours of collective training. Holding multiple certifications takes a lot of time and determination, not only obtaining vital certifications, but also maintaining them. Several Woodway officers are certified as instructors in numerous different fields. McLennan Community College Police Academy, we assist them heavily in training and ethics, professionalism, mental health and wellness, canine encounters, building clearing, traffic stops, you name it, we're assisting the police academy, regional police academy in that. Our officers are trained several, we also train several other agencies in active shooter training. You heard the alert training that is required. We have several instructors within our department that train other agencies and are sought after by other agencies. Just this couple of weeks ago, we were training other agencies on how to respond to active shooter events. So we're a go-to agency for training in the most vital of calls and trusted. Instructors within our ranks are known as a go-to department for training needs and instructors in the area. Majority of our peace officers have master peace officers, which is the highest form of certification for law enforcement. The rank of captain and higher hold approximately 100 years of collective Woodway PSD, specific Woodway experience. So hiring, four out of our five last hires have criminal justice experience. You just met Officer Pollard. We'll be opening hiring for our final position in February to the Police Academy starting in July. Obviously, it takes several months to hire somebody. We start the process in February, and it takes all the way till about June to get them onboarded to make sure that they are on the up and up. And we are also blessed to hire Officer Wingate as a replacement for Officer Lopez. So completed updates this last year. We had our outdoor warning system, which was approximately 30 years old, that we were able to update. Dispatch center, which was across approximately 20 years old, we were able to update. Department servers, approximately 20 years old, we were able to update. Tasers, update our SWAT vests and helmets. And then mental health peace officer training. Our officers, majority of them are now mental health peace officer, the patrol officers certified. And then also we're blessed to come in below the annual allotted budget. Looking forward, continue to be good stewards of what's been entrusted to us. We continuously preach that to our officers. Somebody comes and asks me, hey, can we get this? We think we need it. The question is why and what's the best deal, period. We don't just look at buy board. We also look at others. Even if it is buy board, is there somewhere else that it may be even cheaper? Let's look at that. So it's not buy board is not the final answer for us. We'll keep looking just to make sure. Continue to look for cost-effective ways to lower crime. Continue to come in below budget. Look to be fully staffed. Complete training, range, house updates, which will be coming to you, God willing, in the future with that. And then expand mental health resources for our Woodway PSD officers and first responders in general. We have a great program that we've been working on for several months. Hopefully that we can incorporate which officers can go and speak to a mental health professional completely free. The city gets invoiced the copay. And it's completely anonymous. It's billed as a code to the city, so we don't even know who it is. And that way they can get help if they need it without feeling like they are going to get labeled. We've been talking to several therapists in the city to see what partnerships we can build with them. And it's just, we just want to help these guys and gals. Because, again, what they see is no human eyes should see that. So that's what we've been doing. Before I close, I know the wildfires in California kind of got, it's kind of unnerving, right? Makes us think, hey, you know, what are we doing as a community to prepare ourselves? How are we going to react if fires do break out in our city, things like that? I wanted to hand this out to y'all, just a memo that we released today to our community, advising them what we're doing, how we're prepared, our interlocal agreements with other agencies, our pyramid that we use to ask for help, things like that, just to also put people's minds at ease that we are ready and prepared to respond to those calls. We are also kicking off about 2 to 3 months of specific wildland fire training for our department, starting the next target solutions training that's going to be sent out specifically just to ensure our officers are up to date with that. And anybody?
I just want to make the statement that I've been saying that we've got the best police and fire department in Texas. We have the numbers here to show it, but one thing that I don't think people realize that the other cities, I'm not picking on any of them and not saying any of them, but the other cities in McLean County may not be at number 33 in Texas is the safest, which means they might be on the lower side. That makes Woodway, with the high property value, a target. Mm-hmm. So that makes it that much more important that we have the best police department. Yes. That makes us safe. And I just want to make sure people understand that it's not easy to be number 33 when you have as big a target as Woodway has in a poorer county.
Yes, sir.
So just want to express how great job and how much we appreciate you.
Take that responsibility seriously.
Khalil, you had a picture you were going to go back to.
Oh, yes. It was the, this was the, we had a call at, thank you, Councilwoman. The bottom picture, that was a call that we had at our local, one of our local
retailers.
Yeah, there you go. And we all see individuals run into stores and just grab stuff, right, and just leave. Everyone's like, oh, somebody needs to do something about it. Well, we are blessed with a response time where we're able to catch these individuals driving off. And this was a situation where this wasn't just from our store. This was from stores across the state of Texas. And it is, they didn't know they were in Woodway is what ended up happening. Mm-hmm. They thought they were in Waco. They came to Woodway. And
I was being nice and not saying another city.
But they thought they were in another city. And they were eventually caught. And they were, investigation is ongoing. Let's just say that. So, yeah.
But, yes, there is crime groups.
Yes.
That does this.
And they operate, yeah.
And, you know, with our border situation and some of the people that have came in, that becomes easy to attract them to that lifestyle.
Yes.
And like you said, they targeted the wrong city. So we appreciate you.
God bless you. Thank you. Any other questions I can answer?
Sure. No, thank you very much.
I'm just looking at this memo here. All officers are wildland fire trained, state certified. All officers in Woodway PD are also dual trained. That's
yes. That's part of their dual certification. Is
that's
the
not an option, right?
Absolutely not.
You have to be.
Yes, sir. And that hurts our recruiting sometimes because we say you can't just be a police or you can't be a fire. You have to be that whole person who shows up every call.
That's what I wanted to.
Yes, sir.
I was certain that was the case, but
yeah. Well, you're right, because like our rope rescue is a specific one they can opt in for.
Exactly.
Wildland is not. That's a specific one we force before any of this happened, because we understand the topography of Woodway again and the beauty of it has its vulnerabilities.
The wonderful thing is we don't have a lot of fires, but whenever we do, we have a very large fire force at a wonderful value because we're paying them to do both things.
Yeah, with a quick response.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
Thanks.
Great. That's it for our presentations this evening. We're moving into item number 7. This is discussion and consider action on authorizing Community Bank and Trust to distribute the Carlene Bright Endowment Fund accumulated income balance of $27,618 to the City of Woodway. May I have a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
So moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, over to you for this item, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, the fun stuff's over. The presentations are over. Now it's on
business.
Now the business.
Yes, sir. The background information on this is the last will and testament of Carlene E. Bright established the endowment upon her death on October 21st, 2015. At the July 11, 2016 meeting, the Woodway City Council authorized the city to utilize Community Bank and Trust for the management of the Carlene Bright Endowment Fund. The Carlene Bright Endowment Fund has accumulated an income balance of approximately $27,618. The endowment terms state that, quote, the income from the endowment shall be used to maintain, repair, operate, expand, and pay for the expenses of ownership and operation of the Carlene Bright Arboretum, end quote. The city would like to use the accumulated income balance for providing updated seating and tables at the Carlene Bright Arboretum. For that previously amount stated, $27,618.
And the staff is recommending authorizing Community State Bank and Trust to distribute the accumulation income balance of $27,618 for the Carlene Bright Fund in the city of Woodway.
Yes, sir.
We need to be very thankful of Miss Bright. We have a prayer group in her old house every Wednesday, and you still feel her presence. And she's just done so much for us over her lifetime and now past her lifetime to help us make Woodway great.
Any further discussion on this topic? All right, I'll entertain a motion on item number 7, please.
I move that we authorize Community Bank and Trust to distribute the Carlene Bright Endowment Fund.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you, Councilwoman. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. All right, item number 8 is discussion and consider action on acceptance of an application to develop in a planned district, a bank building, being all of that called 0.808 acre tract 2, described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20230282800 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and all of that called 1.56 acre tract, described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20220248357 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 1, Block 1 of the James E. Taylor Edition, and Lot 2, Block 1 of the Haley Drake Edition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9205 Oak Creek. All right. Got through it. Long one. Okay. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, number 8, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Mr. Darrell W. Vickers, the applicant, submitted an application to develop in a planned district a bank building on Lot 1, Block 1 of the James E. Taylor Edition, and Lot 2, Block 1 of the Haley Drake Edition in the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9205 Oak Creek. City staff has requested that the applicant be present to answer any of the questions from the City Council. The item is for acceptance only of the application. If accepted, the application is scheduled to be presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission on January 14th of this year, 2025, and to the City Council once more on January 27th. That's all I have for my comments.
All right, thank you. The applicant is here.
Yes.
Or the applicant. All right, Mr. Vickers is here. go ahead, sir. If you have anything you would like to share with us,
I'm good.
Okay.
Just here for questions.
Okay, great. Council, do we have any questions for the applicant?
This one's probably going to come up more in planning and zoning, and probably should be more in planning and zoning. So mine's just more curiosity. It looks like the driveway that goes into this is out from the parking lot of the pet supply store. Now, I could be reading this wrong, but is that correct?
There is a, we're working on getting a joint use agreement, but primarily the access will be from Oak Creek.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but we're working to get a joint access agreement with that store to be able to exit and get onto Hewitt Drive from that direction as well.
The way I view this part of the process is we should accept and send it to the planning and zoning and let them work out all those details. So I don't have a problem. I just saw that and thought it was a little odd.
Any other questions?
It's a beautiful building.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Be a great asset to Woodway.
Yeah, absolutely.
And who have you got here with you, Mr. Vickers?
We have Brian Norris, who is our lead designer. We have Kevin, who is our contractor. And we also have Kayla, who is our civil engineer for site development.
So. Wonderful. Welcome. All right. Any other questions for the applicant or his team?
Just out of curiosity, these are for corporate offices?
Well, they'll be on the second. There will be actually a working bank on the ground floor. Second floor will have several bank offices. Yes. And I think 3 drive-thrus, and the ATM is already in place on the far side. So that.
Great. Thank you, sir. I don't think we have any more questions.
Thank you much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Council, if there's no further discussion, I'll wait for a motion on item number 8, please.
I move that we accept the application.
It's been moved.
Second.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Moved by Councilwoman Cook and seconded by Mayor Pro Tem. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Congratulations. Next step.
Moving on to item number 9, this is discussion and consider action on awarding a contract to HDR Engineering Incorporated for engineering and architectural surveying services for the design and implementation of the Transportation Alternatives Set-Aside Contract number 09092216, contingent upon the Texas Department of Transportation approval and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. Could I get a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Manager, number 9, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Bear with me. This one's a mouthful as well.
Yes.
The City of Woodway, McLennan County, was awarded a Federal Highway Administration, FHWA, Transportation Alternative Set-Aside, or TASA, grant in 2024. The TASA, or TAP, is a reimbursable federal aid funding program for transportation-related community projects designed to strengthen the intermodal transportation system. The program aims to expand travel choice, strengthen the local economy, improve the quality of life, and protect the environment by supporting non-traditional projects linked to the transportation system. It is a goal of the City of Woodway to promote enhanced quality of life to its diverse community through sustainable opportunities by offering safe, healthy, and accessible resources to parks, facilities, and recreational services. An advanced funding agreement between the Texas Department of Transportation, TxDOT, and the City of Woodway was fully executed on June 6, 2024. The total project budget for professional services and construction is $1,199,074, of which $959,259 grant funds and $239,915 are local match funds. This project will install approximately 1,925 linear feet of concrete sidewalk, curb ramps, and appurtenances along the Midway Drive and Estates Drive in the City of Woodway. The first step of the project is to hire a well-qualified engineering or architectural firm to assist the city in the design of the overall implementation of its TASA contract administered by TxDOT. The city put out a request for proposal, or RFP, on October 17, 2024, and the proposals were due on November 15, 2024. Mm-hmm. The scoring committee has reviewed the proposals received, 5 total with 4 qualifying, and is recommending awarding the engineer contract to HDR Engineering Incorporated. TxDOT will also have to approve the selection of the recommended engineer before contract negotiations can begin.
All right, all good. That's it. That's all you
had. How much?
Okay, good, good. I was just making sure. I didn't want to cut you off. Anything else?
How much is this contract for? Size of the contract.
It's a request for proposals.
So we don't have a dollar amount yet?
So you choose the most qualified, you select the most qualified responder in the negotiated contract. So this is
this one's a little bit different, and since it's TxDOT, we can, while we're choosing, we're saying this is the firm we've identified. They have to come back and approve that engineering firm before we can get to what Mr. Shaw is. Because engineering services is one of the services that can't compete on price, mm-hmm. but on qualifications.
So we're approving the hiring of it, but we don't know price, correct?
In a way, correct, yes, sir.
Okay, and there won't be another vote on this?
This will all come back to council.
It will come
back.
Okay.
So Mitch has a question.
He got it. I was just going to say that once we negotiate a contract, we will bring that back to council for approval, and then you will know the amount.
Okay.
This is just the step in the process to negotiate the contract with HDR.
Okay. Makes sense.
So, but I think I know what you're thinking, so I'm going to take a shot at it. We only have a certain number of dollars for this project.
Agreed.
And they're going to know that, and they know that they can't exceed that. So we've already got a budget for it, and so whatever the negotiations are, it cannot exceed what we've budgeted for this project. So it won't be like a whole new thing that we didn't know about. It's already been predetermined what we're going to spend on it.
Nobody likes to say yes to handing somebody an open checkbook.
Yeah, so, but it's not an open checkbook because it's already been pre-budgeted, predetermined, and the numbers are what they are. We cannot exceed what we've already approved for this project. And that's just it. If they come in too much, we'll go somewhere else.
Okay. So, or look at other options.
That's right. Awesome. Right. All right. Any other questions for Mr. Manager or for Norman? I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute.
Can't believe I
did we
that.
Change his name again?
No. Any questions for Mitch? Sorry, Mitch.
Can't Engineer believe. Davis.
Okay.
For community service.
If there's no further discussion, everybody good here? Good. I'll entertain a motion on number 9, please.
I move that we award a contract to HDR Engineering.
Second.
All right. I'm going to give that one to Ken. John, is that okay?
That's fine.
Thank you. Motion made by Councilwoman Cook and seconded by Councilman Surrey. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you all very much. All right. Next to last thing. Consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items, which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Council, are there any items in front of you on the consent agenda that you'd like removed for separate discussion? All right, I don't hear anybody, so we will move on to item 11, which is consider action on the consent agenda. So do I have a motion on the consent agenda?
I move that we accept the consent agenda as presented.
I second that.
Thank you, Councilwoman. It's been moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved. Item number 12 is the city manager's report. Mr. Manager, any briefings or updates for us?
Thank you, Mayor. I have five. The first is Madison Reeves with our Discover Woodway team posted a survey on January 2nd to gauge future programming and planning of events at Whitehall and the Arboretum. As of today, she has received, I had some asterisks here, I was checking with Mrs. Rogers a minute ago, that's when I excused myself from the dais, to see if we had an updated number, which we do. We don't have it available here at the moment, but the last we looked, there were 64 responses. So when we get the final number tally, we will be meeting with those folks, or not those folks, we're meeting with staff to discuss the comments that were submitted to us through that portal. The second thing is congratulations, I know she's not here, but to Mrs. Brenda Hernandez and her staff on keeping
she's
our...
Here. She is here.
Oh, there you go.
We have something on that side. Sorry.
Strike two.
I know.
Strike
I'm
two.
I'm glad it's not just me.
Well, good. Glad you're here to hear this.
We're talking good about you, even if you're here or not.
And her staff on keeping our 30-year record of being awarded the Distinguished Budget Award by the Government Finance Officers Association, or GFOA, for the City of Woodway. Well done.
Congratulations.
Some other changes.
Great job.
Number three here is our first digital newsletter went out. It has been received with pretty great feedback overall from the recipients and the staff. Seed House Creative reports that 27 individuals out of the several thousand that were given the electronic version, or the notice anyways, have opted out of the digital delivery and prefer a paper copy. So those 27 folks can still receive their newsletter in paper form, but the electronic version has much more content than the hard copy still. Mm-hmm. Seed House also reported the average open rate is 21%, and our newsletter project had an open rate of 59% overall. So they and we consider that a success.
Big time.
As you also might remember, it's been a while, but council allowed staff to package the White Hall. You saw a picture of it completed, that drone shot. Mr. Davison had White Hall Park. We don't have one of the pavilion overflow parking lot, but those were coupled together in hopes of receiving a more competitive bids for the projects. I'm happy to report that those projects are both complete, and we came in just at about $48,000 under budget.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Very,
good job.
Very pleased.
Good.
And the last is just a reminder that Martin Luther King Jr. Day is this coming Monday. City buildings will be closed in observance of this federal holiday. Good. And we wish you all a safe and extended holiday weekend ahead if you're moving around. And that's all I have, Mayor.
Small question about Wonderful. The newsletter. I think, did we talk about having it every month, or are we still keeping it every other month?
Well, I think what I saw is it covers, if I remember correctly, it covers 2 months.
The email we got covers 2 months. I know at one time we were talking about doing an every month, and that was the only thing I was going to say. If we plan every month, the first one we went out showed January, February.
Jennifer's been pricey.
Instrumental in
it was pricey,
seeing all of that through, so she has a little more information.
So we landed on.
I think we discussed both options, but the budget doesn't allow for us to do it this year.
Okay.
So what we wanted to do was end out this fiscal year, and then when we start talking about renewing the contract for next year, we'll decide if, or y'all will decide if you want to do it monthly.
Starting off great.
Yeah, yep. Looks great.
I just saw that one part, and I was going, I didn't remember if we did do every month or not. Mm-hmm. So, wonderful.
Yep. Any other questions?
No, ma'am, thank you.
So it looks great.
Anything else for Mr. Manager on his report? Very good. Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Yes, sir.
Great work. Item 13, City Council reports. Any updates from our committee or liaison assignments?
We do have a meeting tomorrow night for PNZ.
Wonderful.
Youth Commission is a lot of fun.
Good.
I am constantly surprised at the high rate of attendance, and that you know, there's a genuine enthusiasm there to look into things that the Youth Commission can do in connection with the community. So
you're enjoying it.
I am.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Happy to hear that. Wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Keeston. Yes, sir.
There's a Parks and Rec committee meeting, commission meeting on the 23rd. So there's some things that we're going to be discussing that I think are important to discuss.
Okay. Wonderful. Any other updates? Good updates. Thank you, Council. Last item for this evening, our adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Moved and seconded. All right. We are adjourned at 6:25 p.m. Everybody have a great night. Thank you all for coming.